This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Ben Standig will join us. Of course, Ben is, he's a contributor here to the station because he filled in for Chris Russell last week. And you're just like, hey, Standig's back on a mic. Love that. But the Commanders beat reporter for The Athletic is his day job. He hosts the Last Man Standig podcast as well. And he's got the latest on whether or not there is even anything to report on the Terry McLaurin front in terms of the contract negotiations and the extension and him not being in practice for some of this week and what to look forward to next week when it comes to OTAs and all that stuff as well. So when we get there, we'll have a bunch of running backs on the field. Running backs are fun to watch in non-padded practices because they score a touchdown in every touch, which is a nice trick. When nobody's allowed to tackle you, you just keep on running. Then you get to yell at your teammates, be like, nobody touched me. And you're like, yeah, those are the rules. Brian Robinson is, of course, going to enter the season as RB1. You have Austin Eckler back. You have Jeremy McNichols. You have guys like Michael Wiley who were around last year, still floating. But then Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh-round pick, is also in the mix there. And some people are pretty excited about that. Some people think that's a terrible room that desperately needs an upgrade. Kevin Sheehan talked about it on his show a couple days ago. Here was his take, and then we can respond and pick up the conversation from there.
Washington clearly in the NFC, the worst running back room of the contenders, the perceived contenders. That's not even debatable. Is it important, though, to have elite level or high level running backs to go on to win the Super Bowl? I don't know. Not necessarily. But it certainly seems to be a more important position today than it was a few years ago. So is it good enough if you view this team to be a Super Bowl contender? And if not, what should they do about it? I have said for several weeks running, I would definitely look into Chubb and I would look into Dobbins. 100% would look into both of them to check their health, to see what it would take to bring them into the running back room. It can't be a big deal, right? Like a 1 year, $5-6 million, you know, some of it guaranteed, some of it incentive, you know, that's what it's going to be. So I can't imagine somebody's getting 1 year, $10 million, 1 year, even $8 million fully guaranteed of those two guys. But I would look into both of them. And Dobbins coming off an MCL sprain and, you know, the best year of his career might be the more realistic one to look at.
So there's a couple things that Kevin talks about that I think are worth double-clicking on. First things first. Do you need an elite running back to win a championship? Last year, the Eagles Yep. They have Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley. He was a big old factor in their championship run. Anthony, the previous two Super Bowls were won by the Kansas City Chiefs. Who was the running back?
Kareem Hunt, and the most recent one, I guess, and then Isaiah Pacheco and the other one.
Yeah, Pacheco, seventh round pick, not elite. Kareem Hunt bounced around, not elite at this stage of his career. Los Angeles Rams won the Super Bowl in February of 2022. Who was their running back?
It wasn't Kyron Williams.
I think it was before Kyron Williams.
It wasn't Todd Gurley. He was hurt.
Yeah,
Gurley. Oh, it was Sony Michel, wasn't it?
Yeah, what's he doing now?
That's a great question, Craig.
I think I've made my point. previous to that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they had Leonard Fournette. He was important to them. And he was one of the better backs in the league for a period of time. 2020, it was the Chiefs again. The Patriots, like James White, was, you know, very important to them.
A playoff killer.
Right, but like he's not an elite running back.
Yeah.
On down the list of teams that did not have elite running backs. So do you need an elite running back? No. Unless you're making the argument that the Eagles have set off this new path and that you look at some of the Super Bowl losers, San Francisco had Christian McCaffrey. That helped them get there. If you look at the Lions, the number one seed in the NFC last year, they've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who is a premier playmaker at the position. And so clearly having a good running back isn't a bad thing. But I think this is actually a pretty interesting conversation to have on the heels of our last conversation about how to build a champion in the NBA, where I kind of think there's one way to do it. You have an elite player, you surround him with complementary skill sets. You probably need actually multiple elite players, but definitely need to surround that your number one unquestioned guy with guys that complement his skill set perfectly, fill out the holes and the gaps. You have all the roles assigned, and then you probably need someone to play out over their skis. Like if you're the Denver Nuggets, you need Jamal Murray to play like a top 10 player like he did for that playoff run where you win a championship, and then all of a sudden you realize a couple years later, maybe Jamal Murray is more of a top 25 player than a top 10 player, but he damn sure played like a top 10 player when they won a championship. You know, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday were incredible in that run for the Bucks. On down the list, you need guys to play at an elevated level for short spurts, and there's an element of luck in that, but it starts with get the guy, surround him with the right other guys. There's no right way to do it in the NFL. The easiest way, in some respects, is get the elite quarterback, surround him with the right pieces. Hopefully he's still on the tail end of his rookie contract when you're really good and you can overpay for some of those pieces and you're in a good spot. And then when that quarterback is getting paid, can you find a couple of other gems in the draft? Like the only thing that has to happen guaranteed is your stars have to play like stars and you need some stars that are on rookie contracts. So the guys that are getting paid got to play well. And then the guys that are not eligible to get paid yet also have to play well. But what positions they're at is less important as long as you have competent quarterback play. And that becomes a very different discussion, right? The best way to do it is to have Mahomes or Brady or whoever, but you can win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. You can win a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. You can win a Super Bowl with, Jalen Hurts. They put Jalen Hurts in the right positions. He's more of a win-with guy than a win-cause-of guy, but he straddles that line, and they make it so that they win because of Jalen Hurts. And so I think the question is, if you're the Commanders, like, is premier running back something that is worth it to you? And my answer would be no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
301-230-0980 is the phone number to give us yours. 301-230-0980. And the short version, Anthony, of why is because you have Jaden Daniels. Because your running game is always going to be better because of his existence. You have an elite passing game by the nature of his existence. I would rather spend my money and my resources complimenting him and lifting him up and knowing that any NFL quality running back is going to be good here without me having to spend on it. And then also throw resources at defense. So this idea that you need to go get a veteran, or especially, God forbid, you need to trade for one, like, I am all the way out on that for this year and basically for the rest of Jaden Daniels' prime.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of the question, and I'm just looking at Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, I think those three are in an upper echelon of running backs. Guys, you can hand the ball off. They can make something out of nothing because we've seen it happen before. You know, when Christian McCaffrey was with the Panthers, when Barkley was with the Giants, we've seen them, you know, make something out of nothing. And now that they're behind, you know, tremendous offensive lines and have this great running attack, I think it just increases their value. I would just say if we can just have a running attack similar to like the Browns, I feel like when Nick Chubb went down, they plugged in all these different running backs, Jerome Ford and, you know, Johnson. They were still effective in their running game because they had an effective running attack. So I think that's where the argument should really go to, whether it's should the Commanders, you know, focus more on, you know, some type of, you know, rushing scheme that takes a little bit of the load off of Jaden Daniels and, you know, how to optimize it. So I think that's more so where it should be as opposed to like having a premier running back.
I will say, as you mentioned, some of the guys that you just mentioned that are the elite of the elite, an interesting counter argument does come to play. We'll talk about that and take your calls at 301-230-0980 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.